This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have liftoff of Falcon 9.
That is the sound of a successful launch from Cape Canaveral last night. But the bigger news wasn't the launch. It may have been the landing. Falcon 9 rocket launched at 8:29 p.m. Eastern time and then gently touched down just 10 minutes later, courtesy of Space Explorations Technology Corporation, otherwise known as SpaceX. Joining me now, Miles O'Brien, science correspondent for the PBS NewsHour. Hey, Miles.
Hello, Todd.
Well, walk us through what happened when SpaceX launched and then turned around and then landed again last night.
Well, for one thing, SpaceX did its primary mission, which was deliver those communication satellites, 11 of them, from Orbcomm. That was the primary mission. The secondary mission was the cool one, which is what we saw. It's like a 150-foot-tall broomstick with fire sticking out the other end, landing exactly on a bullseye at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station there. It was an amazing sight to see. They've tried it before with limited success. This time, a perfect 10, even from the Romanian judge.
Now, it was really fantastic, the takeoff and then sticking the landing, Miles O'Brien, but I felt a little bit bad for Blue Origin, who on November 24th did pretty much the exact same thing. Jeff Bezos is involved in that.
He did. It was a smaller craft. They didn't attain quite the altitude, but they did do the same feat. This is not easy stuff, and we should give both billionaires plenty of credit here. I say more the merrier in space.
Yay, billionaires launching things into space. But what does this mean for the space industry? I mean, being able to launch a craft and not have it just splash needlessly into the ocean or burn up on reentry.
Well, less litter, for one thing, but more importantly, we're talking about the possibility of true reusability. This was something the shuttle tried to do with really not much success at all. If you can reuse the significant pieces of your rocket, it stands to reason, and you do not have to be a rocket scientist to understand that it could be cheaper over time to get to space. This is what Elon Musk is after, and in the space world, what he accomplished last night is a big deal.
I've always wondered, Miles O'Brien, why it's better or more cost efficient to turn the rocket around, fire retro rockets and land sort of feet first than to just plummet back to Earth with parachutes and recover that way. Why is this better?
Well, you cause damage when you do that. You know, as you know, the solid rocket boosters on the space shuttle did just that. They went down under parachutes, ended up in the drink. It was a significant amount of effort to pull them out of the Atlantic Ocean, tow them back in, and then refurbish them. Salt water is not a good thing. So taking parachutes and bringing a craft down and having it land without any damage is a tricky thing. So instead, putting a little bit of extra fuel in, turning the rockets around and sending it down as they did is really ideal.
NASA's watching from the sidelines here, of course. Is this the wave of the future for an agency that's going to want to be able to launch but save money at the same time?
Well, that's why they've hired SpaceX to deliver supplies to the International Space Station, and that's why SpaceX is in the running to ultimately fly NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. NASA wants to get out of the business of low Earth orbit, move aside, let the private sector get in there, see if we can make a business out of this, and Messrs. Musk and Bezos are doing their best to prove it can be done.
And then part of the other story here is that if NASA can get out of the business of low Earth orbit, let these guys do it, it can concentrate on the big trip, the one to Mars, and that's the one we ultimately want to see. So maybe this is a chapter in that book, Miles O'Brien from PBS NewsHour. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.